Hey guys, welcome to the Daily Divine Feminine Podcast. It's a podcast for any of you that want to deepen your connection with your divine using spirituality, personal growth, and psychology tools to manifest the life that you deserve. Thanks for being here today, and I'm so excited for you to embark on this journey. And together, we can realize that we are all more alike than we are different. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of the Daily Divine Feminine. I'm your host, Vivian V, and I just want to say thank you so much for all the kind words and the messages and the comments. We reached 1,000 followers today, this morning, on our Instagram account, the Daily Divine Feminine, and I'm just so happy, you guys. This has been a podcast just in my mind, just journaling and knowing one day it was gonna happen. Hearing you guys say like it actually makes a difference in your lives and that you want more episodes means the world to me. So I just want to start off by saying thank you from the bottom of my heart for all of the kind words. Like I said, it just I just need to say thank you. So yeah. And then also, I want to do a segment which involves you guys directly with some Q&A situation. So on Instagram, whether it's the Daily Divine Feminine Instagram account or my personal at Vivian V, I think that I'll do kind of a Q&A segment on Thursdays where the episode will be just three questions that you guys ask and word for word. Just kind of like something for us to get more specific into questions that you guys want answers to or topics. So be sure to check that out. Today's Wednesday. This will go up. So tomorrow morning, I will be asking you guys. And if you have a question, I would love to answer it. And let me know so I can do that. And we can name it something cute too. I don't really know yet. So I'll have to get your guys' input on like some cute like Thursday thinking. No, that's a terrible name. I don't know, just something cute. Like Dear Vivian or Dear, I literally don't know. So I'll come up with something clever or you guys will help me most likely. But I wanted to kind of put it out there because I definitely want you guys to be more involved and do a little Q&A segment. So yeah, anyways, so today's episode is gonna be about relationships. I think in the past couple weeks, in the process of figuring out what topics I should talk about, a common theme was relationship advice and specifically ending long-term relationships, whether you're with the right person or not, knowing if it's the right time to move on, and overall just advice in dating and relationships and friendships. So I'm definitely going to be doing more episodes around those topics. And I want to first of all say that if you're going through any of those things, whether it's thinking about any relationship or you just ended a relationship, I am here for you. It is not an easy time at all. If anything, it's probably the hardest decision you'll have to make, one of them at least, in the process of knowing if it's the right decision, knowing when to let go or not, and then moving on and then living, you know, without that person. It's a hard situation and it's something that you have to really, really just trust yourself in knowing that you know what's best for you. So, like I said, we'll do more episodes about these topics and relationships, but this episode specifically, I hope will help. So, it'll be about four habits to avoid if you want your relationships to last. Knowing these four habits can help you identify if they're already happening in your current relationship, so that way you can avoid them and build a better relationship between your partner based off of understanding and communication and love. And if these four habits have been something that's been happening more often than not, then it might help to talk about it, to try to fix it, And once you identify it, it becomes that much easier to figure out how to move forward. So I want to go ahead and go straight into what those four habits are. And this is off the base of research done by psychologist John Gottman. And after they studied thousands of couples, they noticed that there were common themes around what dictated whether a relationship would end up working out or not. It was a pattern they kept seeing in thousands of couples. So once they identified these four things, they could literally say, like, you guys are destined to divorce or splitting up, versus the couples that ended up staying together because they didn't do these four things. So the four habits are called the Four Horsemen, and it's based off of the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, which signaled like conquest, war, hunger, death, but this is the relationship version. But it basically means that if these four things are showing up, you're not very happy in that relationship and it's not doing well and possibly going to end. So those four habits are criticism, defensiveness, stonewalling, and contempt. So I'll go ahead and break down what each of them means and what it looks like and what you can do instead. All right, so the first one is criticism. So criticism is basically when you notice a problem within your relationship or a situation involving your partner, and you go into commentary about a certain characteristic flaw and you criticize your partner. And a lot of times it can look like when you say the words always or never. This can be something that we unintentionally say because we feel in the moment like exhausted. For example, like, you always complain about the way that I play video games, or you never do the dishes. And those words always and never, at the end of the day, aren't true. Like, they don't always or they don't never, but when you say that, the other person will feel like immediately, like, no, that's not true, as you're trying to express something that does mean something to you. And so you guys are both butting heads, because when you focus on the problem, it's one thing, but the thing is you're focusing on a characteristic of your partner. You're saying that they never or always, versus focusing on what exactly at hand is the actual issue. So when you criticize your partner over and over, it's nagging, it's picking them apart as a person. That's something that definitely festers and builds up, and it's a loop of frustration where you respond with defensiveness after being told like something that isn't true. Like, we make mistakes, we don't always do this, we don't never do this, but it can get very frustrating for both ends. And usually the reason why we criticize is because we feel like our needs aren't being met, whether it's not giving enough time to us or attention, or feeling like we have more responsibilities than we should. So the way that we can solve this, instead of using criticism, is using what's called a gentle startup. And that's by sharing your feelings, stating your needs, without using, first of all, the words never, always, or picking your partner apart. So focus on how you feel and what you need and why, versus directly what's wrong with them. So for example, you can say, when I come home at the end of the day and see the dishes in the sink, I feel so tired and frustrated, and I really need to walk into a peaceful environment. And it would make me feel a lot better if we can work on this together, versus coming home being like, oh my gosh, you never wash the dishes, I'm always the one to do it. So that is the same situation, but worded differently. So if you can talk about your needs without criticizing the other person, I feel like there's more just understanding and love, and making this a habit of not criticizing is huge. The next habit is defensiveness. And defensiveness is basically when you react to what feels like criticism. Sometimes criticism is actually a projection. When people get defensive, they might over-explain, like in the dishes situation. Well, I would have cleaned the dishes, but when I went to clean them, there wasn't dish, soap, and then I went to the store. So that's defensiveness. It's like you're not addressing that they felt tired and frustrated. You're just making excuses. So that's one form of defensiveness. Another is to take on the victim mentality of, you're always so mean to me. Like, why does that matter? Why do I have to be the one? That's another form of defensiveness. Another way defensiveness shows up is using the word but. So like if the person says that I really want to walk home into a peaceful environment, and then the other partner says, I know that it's a mess, but can't I just like chill? Like it doesn't matter. So defensiveness is just disregarding basically what the problem is and how your partner feels. And that adds up as well. So instead of using defensiveness, you can take responsibility for your part. Even if you believe that it's not entirely your issue, like the dishes not being done doesn't really bother you. But the thing is what should bother you is that it bothers your partner. And if you can just show your partner that you care about what bothers them, that itself can just solve so much by just acknowledging that they're not comfortable when they come home to dirty dishes. Be like, you know, you're right. The dishes are a mess. And I didn't do them even though I said I would. That's it. So evaluating someone for the way they feel versus immediately getting defensive because you don't agree with it is so important in a relationship, because we're not always going to agree, but it's so important that when your partner communicates things that are bothering them, that you validate it, because it shows that you care. And at the end of the day, no matter who you are, we just want to feel like understood and cared for and loved in a relationship. So the things that bother them may not bother you the same way, but understand that it matters because it bothers them, and vice versa. All right, the third habit is stonewalling. And stonewalling is basically when someone in the conversation starts to act like a stone wall. Like literally that's what it is. It might seem like on the outside that their partner just doesn't care about them. They shut down. You try talking to them and it's like they are not listening. They are not there. And the partner that is stonewalling just doesn't want to hear or deal with the other partner. And this can come across as the silent treatment, maybe even like crossing your arms or walking away or just not even engaging, like pretending they don't even exist. And the person that's stonewalling, the one that's crossing their arms or running away or whatever it might be, is likely to be in a state of physiological flooding. This is when you get overwhelmed. It's actually something the body does when it detects a threat. So it's like fight or flight, right? So the body will release hormones of stress, your heartbeat's racing, and that's like, that's really what it is. So when you notice that your partner is stonewalling you, it's probably not the best time to have a productive conversation. And it can get really frustrating for both sides of that situation, because one person wants to talk and the other person might physically feel like they can't. So in order for both parties to feel like anything productive can happen, it's important that both people agree to take a break when they notice that the stonewalling or the flooding is beginning, and to take time to kind of relax, calm down, but make sure that you agree to resume the conversation once that person feels like relaxed. And things that can help them feel more relaxed is practicing deep breathing, going on a walk, exercising, doing something that soothes them. But it's really important that the person that took the break, they need to come back when they're calm in order for trust to be rebuilt in the relationship, because both sides feel certain ways. And in the end, in order for it to be fair for both of you, the conversation that initially started can be restarted in a calm manner. And hopefully you guys will be coming from a place of understanding and be able to solve whatever conflict originally started. Last habit is contempt. And this is one you really want to avoid, because it can become emotional abuse, contempt. And it's basically when criticism is supercharged and you basically just don't even want to be around your partner. There's sarcasm involved, there's rolling of the eyes, there's possibly like disgust, and it can be insulting, it can be just downright, you know, just very unhealthy behavior. And this is from the root of it, resentment. And it can be so difficult when you have a relationship with someone and you end up feeling, or they end up feeling this way. And it's just so, so important to identify it at its root and understand, like, you guys are stronger than this and you can get through it. Or if it's at the point of no return or abuse, that it's time to leave. So that is definitely something I'm not gonna, like, you know, act like everything's gonna be fine. Like, this is the point that decisions have to be made for the sake of your well-being and if the relationship should continue. So rather than focus on what's wrong and contempt, try to accumulate and support a culture of appreciation and expressing what your partner is doing right instead of what they're doing wrong. I think that when you sit down, you think about, you know, all the things that your partner does for you, you can get used to it and just focus on the things they don't do anymore or the things that they should be doing. And this is a heavy weight for anyone to carry when the person that they love is telling them all the things they're incapable of, and especially if they're trying in other ways. So I guess really making sure that you notice the things that your partner is doing right and expressing them, and hopefully, you know, this is a two-way street. Everyone is bound to have, you know, conflict, and one or two of these habits happen every now and then. And if you notice your partner utilizing any of these habits, you know, let them know, and you can catch yourself using them and apologize. And like I said, it's so important to identify these things and these habits and to avoid them if you want a relationship to last. And another thing is to replace them with better habits. And that's something we can go into in other episodes, but just off the top of my head, some things you can do are using humor, like, can I give you a hug? Or, you know, just reminding them that you love them. In the middle of a conflict, sometimes it's nice to settle down and just realize, like, this is an argument. We are bigger than this problem. To know when to apologize. And if you don't understand why someone, whether it's a friend or your significant other, feels the way they feel, honestly, just ask. Sometimes, you know, the same situation can be completely interpreted differently based on whatever perspective you're coming from. And if you really don't understand where they're coming from, it helps to ask, and that way they feel heard and you can understand them better. To accept them as they are and work through these problems together, because it's worth it. And in cases where, you know, you tried, knowing when to let go and move on as well. But yeah, these are the four habits to avoid if you want a relationship to last. I hope that you guys found it to be helpful, and that I wish you the best in whatever relationships you have going on in your life that matter to you. And if you want to share this to any of your friends that may be going through hard times, maybe putting words to feelings is huge, and to situations, That way you can better navigate what's best for you and your loved ones. So yeah, I really, really hope this was helpful. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. This was a little bit more, I guess, like factual, and I do want to get into more psychology kind of related topics as advice, because I love talking about, you know, personal growth and relationships, but there are a lot of tools and different studies around relationships in the brain and different tools like you can use, really use, to grow in your relationship. Because if things aren't working, it takes sometimes doing things differently for it to evolve and grow to be better. And I really hope that this insight was helpful, like I said, and I will be listening and looking out for whatever topics you guys end up suggesting tomorrow morning, and I'm excited to read them all and talk about it tomorrow. But yeah, until then, I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day or night, or if you're listening to this in the morning. Here are some affirmations. I am seen, I am heard, and my feelings are valid. I am radiating self-love and abundance. I am my own person. I don't belong to anyone.